The Second Letter of Paul to Timothy, Chapter 1. From Paul, Apostle of Christ Jesus by the will of God, for the sake of his promise of eternal life in Christ Jesus, to my dear son Timothy. May grace, mercy, and peace be with you from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord. God did not give us a spirit of bashfulness. I give thanks to God, whom I serve with a clear conscience, the way my ancestors did, as I remember you constantly, day and night, in my prayers. I recall your tears, and I long to see you, that I may be filled with joy. I am reminded of your sincere faith, so like the faith of your grandmother Lois, and of your mother Eunice, which I am sure you have inherited. For this reason, I invite you to fan into a flame the gift of God you received through the laying on of my hands. For God did not confer on us a spirit of bashfulness, but of strength, love, and good judgment. Do not be ashamed of testifying to our Lord, nor of seeing me in chains. On the contrary, do your share in laboring for the gospel with the strength of God. He saved us and called us, a calling which proceeds from his holiness. This did not depend on our merits, but on his generosity and his own initiative. This calling, given to us from all time in Christ Jesus, has just been manifested with the glorious appearance of Christ Jesus our Lord, who destroyed death and brought life and immortality to light in his gospel. Of this message I was made herald, apostle, and teacher. For its sake I now suffer this trial, but I am not ashamed. For I know in whom I have believed, and I am convinced that he is capable of taking care of all I have entrusted to him until that day. Follow the pattern of the sound doctrine which you have heard from me concerning faith and love in Christ Jesus. Keep this precious deposit with the help of the Holy Spirit who lives within us. You must know that those from Asia have turned away from me, including Phygellus and Hermogenes. May the Lord show his mercy to the household of Onesiphorus, because he often comforted me and was not ashamed when he found out that I was in prison. On the contrary, he showed courage, searched for me, and found me. May the Lord grant that he find mercy on that day. You know better than I all the services he rendered in Ephesus.